Interestingly enough, in many different languages, the English verb to know winds up being translated with two separate verbs. So in Italian, the verbs sapere and conoscere are both translated in English as to know, or in a Slavic language like Czech, the verbs vidět and znát are both translated in English as to know. And inevitably, the distinction is always rather similar, which is precisely the one verb is used when you know facts about something or you know some information, and the other verb is known when you have a personal, intimate knowledge of someone, for example. In today's gospel, we see Jesus asking the same question twice. He says, "Who do other people say that I am?" And there he's referring to the people that have heard about Jesus. They know something about him, they've heard talk about who Jesus is, and they have a certain idea. And then Jesus turns to his disciples and he says, "But who do you say that I am?" And now he's talking about this personal, intimate knowledge. And he's saying, "You who are my personal friends, who have been walking with me, journeying with me, who do you say that I am?" Because you are expected to have this intimate knowledge regarding the identity of Jesus. And it's precisely here then that Peter, who knows Jesus personally, who has walked with him and has an intimate relationship with him, he is able to identify Jesus as being the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says that built upon Peter, built upon his confession of faith, that Peter is the rock on which the church will be built, and that the gates of hell will never prevail against it. And so we can see this kind of a pattern from having an intimate encounter with the Lord to having a knowledge of who the Lord is, a personal intimate knowledge, and then ultimately to giving one's life to Jesus. In the life of St. Paul, whose solemnity we also are celebrating today, he too had a very similar experience. On the road to Damascus, Paul has a personal encounter with Jesus. He no longer just knows about him or knows what he's heard from others, but now, after his meeting with Jesus personally, he has an intimate knowledge. And in response to that, once he identifies that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Paul too gives his life completely to the Lord. He goes around preaching throughout Asia Minor, and similar to Peter, their mission, one to the Gentiles, the other to the Jews, both wind up taking them inevitably to Rome, where they wind up laying down their lives as an ultimate sacrifice to Jesus, in total conformity to the person of the Lord, willing now to give their lives completely to him. And this today then is really the great feast that we are celebrating. It's the feast of Peter and Paul, but it's also really a feast of the church. The church is built on the confession of Peter, on the witness of Peter, on the person of Peter, and that the church has spread to this day through the preaching of the apostles like Peter and Paul down through the centuries to our time. We too then are invited to ask ourselves the same question. Who do you say that Jesus is? And here again we're reminded not just what do we hear about Jesus from other people, but we're called to have this personal encounter with the Lord, to know him intimately and to know him personally. Because when we have that intimate personal knowledge of the Lord, our faith inevitably has to come alive and become something whereby we desire to give our lives completely with the Lord because we truly appreciate and understand who he is and what it is that he has done for us. I think when we consider today where it is that we come to know the Lord personally and intimately and to have an encounter with him, there are three privileged places that we should always be reminded of that I think really work in harmony with one another to provide this intimate encounter. And that would be namely in the Word of God in Sacred Scripture, where in the Gospels we have a true, authentic, and accurate description of who the person of Jesus Christ is through those who know him personally and intimately. Secondly, we know him personally in the sacraments. Every sacrament is meant to be an intimate encounter with the Lord Jesus, an experience of his person in our life. And finally, through the gift of prayer, that in our communication with the Lord and working in concert with the sacrament and with the Word of God and sacred scripture, that through these means we have access to come to know personally and intimately Jesus, and ourselves to be able to come to profess that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and to bear testimony by our very lives that the confession of faith in Jesus is truly the rock on which we too should be building our lives. And so, my brothers and sisters, today as we go forward through the intercessions of Saints Peter and Paul, let us ask God for the grace that we would truly come to know Jesus personally and intimately, and in coming to recognize who he is, that we would respond by generously giving our lives to him, by professing the one true faith that has been handing on to us, and to testify to this by our lives. Amen.